no more mechanical failure.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. A strike that lasted 443 days, almost 15 months, is finally over. Yesterday, the Union for Mechanics at Northwest Airlines approved a new contract. Most of the 1,600 mechanics won't get their jobs back. The airline replaced them a long time ago. They will get some severance pay, and they can reapply for positions as they come open. Fewer people are flying into the U.S. to do business. A new report says incoming business travel dropped 10% in the last 2 years. This has to do with security and reputation. Diantha Parker explains.
The World Travel Market findings don't surprise travel experts in the U.S., but they frustrate them. Rick Webster handles government affairs for the Travel Industry Association of America. He says the drop-off is based more on travelers' perceptions than their experience.
If you have the option of working with three different vendors, and one may be located in a country that you're not favorably disposed toward, you may not make that trip.
Multiply this individual decision by a million, says Webster, and you have a bad rap that can be aggravated by real-life annoyances at border checkpoints. Webster says he's working with the State Department on how to combat America's bad image.
We need to cut out those exceptions when you have U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers barking and hollering at people that they're in the wrong line.
Webster also says the State Department is working on a new border professionalism initiative. His biggest advice for customs officials? Smile, even if you feel like barking. I'm Diantha Parker for Marketplace.
The CEO of Microsoft traveled to India today. It's Steve Ballmer's first trip there in 2 years. This is a big deal in a country where Bill Gates is considered a national hero. Miranda Kennedy reports from New Delhi.
Microsoft's business in India is one of its fastest growing in the world, thanks to the country's vast pool of low-cost software developers. But the company has decided not to ignore another segment of the Indian population, its hundreds of millions of poor. So during his visit, Ballmer will focus on bridging India's digital divide. Microsoft India Chairman Ravi Venkatesan says helping educate the poor isn't just corporate social responsibility. It actually has legs as a business model.
Over the long haul, this is really going to drive growth. If you think about today, 300 million people using computers of one sort or the other, whether it's a PC or a cell phone. Over time, it's clearly good if 500, 700, 800 million people are accessing information.
In the last 3 years, Microsoft has shown 5 million underprivileged kids in India how to use computers. If enough of them stay tech-savvy, they'll become a whole new set of customers in a country of a billion people. In New Delhi, I'm Miranda Kennedy for Marketplace.
One other note about Microsoft. The company has cut deals with some Hollywood studios to bring movies and TV shows to the Xbox. The downloads start November 22nd. Wall Street broke out of the doldrums yesterday. The Dow climbed 119 points, a percent, to 12,105. The S&P 500 was up 15. The NASDAQ put on 35, that's 1.5%, to 2365. This is Marketplace. Let's take a peek into the Marketplace vault. Today we celebrate a man's birthday, a man whose name we say every day on this show.
Back in 1851, Charles Henry Dow was born into a farming family. He never finished high school. Instead, he got an early start on a career in journalism. Dow moved to New York in his late 20s to work for a newswire, and a couple of years later, he teamed up with Edward Jones to form Dow Jones & Company, which produced financial news reports for Wall Street brokerage firms. By 1889, those reports had grown into the Wall Street Journal. Dow was the journal's first editor. While he was there, Dow developed a statistical method for measuring the markets. He averaged the prices of selected stocks. We still use the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Dow stayed at the Wall Street Journal for more than 10 years until failing health pushed him to sell it. He died at age 51. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
The Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. And by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. In New York City, the price of going nowhere is about to go up. The Taxi and Limousine Commission voted to double the meter charge for sitting idle in traffic. The 20-cent hike takes effect next month. There is an alternative. It's actually more expensive than the average cab ride, but you might have a clearer conscience. Lisa Napoli explains.
When you think of the streets of New York City, you think traffic. That means noise, of course, and pollution.
In New York City, 1 in 8 children have asthma.
That's Rue Rogers, the founder of a year-old environmentally friendly car service called OzoCar.
The average Lincoln Town Car, or Crown Vic, that yellow cabs drive, do between 8 and 11 miles per gallon.
Rogers drivers ride hip-to-be-green Toyota Priuses, and even on the unforgiving streets of New York, the cars get 40 to 45 miles a gallon. Now, to ride an Ozo car costs a bit more than your average car service and a lot more than a taxi ride. But if you want to get from point A to point B in New York, now you can do it with less guilt. Recently, Rogers and one of his drivers, Justin Gordon, gave me a lift to our New York bureau.
That screen there tells you whether the battery is operating the car or whether you're using the gas engine. Because even when you're using the gas engine, it charges the battery. The battery is basically always in use.
Not to mention the savings on gas. Around $2,000 a year to operate versus $7,200 a year for a stretch limo. But there's more to this car service than a hybrid ride in a virtuous vehicle.
We decided to put Wi-Fi in every car, an iBook in every car, and an AC power strip so you can plug and charge up. And so basically we turn the cars into mobile offices.
Or, if you prefer, a place to tune in Sirius satellite radio. The drivers of Ozo Car's fleet of 75 vehicles are dispatched by BlackBerry, equipped with navigational features, and that makes Justin's life as a driver easier.
Say you're in Westchester, a customer wants to find a shopping center, we could just type it in, go to a shopping center, a restaurant, anything. It's perfect.
Perfect is how an aspiring screenwriter like Justin sees his job, with all its downtime and perks.
The main reason why I work for this company, because I don't have to pay for my own computer and satellite, and Howard Stern, I love them. I listen to that 24 hours a day. I have steady calls where I just sit there for like 6 hours, and I'm on, I'm on the computer doing research and writing. So it's great. It's great for me.
So while one driver is working to get to Hollywood in the downtime between trips to the airport, his boss is hoping to take OzoCar on the road. Plans are to open branches in London, Washington, and Chicago next year. In New York, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
It's not easy to think long.